5. It's the 5th day of 8. Every day for 8 consecutive days, 1 hour per day, I write as much as I can remember about 8 days 3, held on Toronto Island from June 16th to 24th. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. 2014. Each day I reiterate the score for this recall project. Write every day for an hour. Do not revisit writing from previous days. Remember as much as possible. Chart the temporal, spatial, and relational. Remember details. Keep writing, keep moving. There was a lot of movement during the gathering, beginning with Stephen, who makes a proposal to begin that way, in and with the body, shaking and laughing with Lori. The body weathering manipulations with B. A practice of shared sensation with Ben. Investigations with Jennifer. Mindful sitting practice with Ted. A practice of seeing and inclusion with Christopher. Other work is activated by the body with more emphasis on score, task, imperative. We are at Center Island on day 3, Wednesday. We walk there in pairs. A proposal from Katie Ward. Notice your partner and the details of how they move. Take turns trying to evaluate those details within your own body. My partner is Freya. The work has a delicate balance. It is hyper-empathetic, bordering on imitation, but it isn't. I realize this as I sit on a bench with Freya near the Center Island bike rentals and canteen and watch B and Christopher walk towards us. I witness embodied sharing of physical reality. We continue this work, switching partners, and make our way north to Center Island. It's busy, full of people, groups, families, teenagers. We work off to one side of the path, west of the ferry. Andrew has a Skype meeting with the RQD in Montreal, so he doesn't join us. There is a group of 3 as a result. Amy Freya, Christopher B., Ted Jennifer, Peter MC, Katie Karine, Caroline Laurie, Stephen Ben, Martin Justine, Claudia Naomi. Michael hasn't arrived yet, so there are 18 of us. There is confusion about talking. Is it okay to talk or not? Once we arrive at a place that works, something balanced with a sun and shade, not too many people, nice grass, we sit in a circle. Someone has brought figs and crackers. During a break, some people go to the canteen. Naomi brings back 6 ice cream treats. Caroline proposes that we decide together, using a democratic process, which proposal to work on. One is smooth space, another is the expanding circle. We write our choice on little pieces of paper that are collected and picked out of Ted's hat. We work on smooth space. Caroline provides some information as we work. We don't do the expanding circle on Wednesday, but the next day at the Vice Island Party, a huge event that takes place on the West Lawn. We expand a circle from the middle of the party to the edges. The break after, Caroline's proposal feels long and it takes time to gather the group. Katie leads a moving meditation practice. Before it begins, everyone must choose if they will move or be a witness. I am a witness. I begin watching from the west side of the space near a tree. Claudia is a witness. So is Martin. Jennifer is moving. Justine is moving. Naomi is a witness. Katie is speaking constantly. The script gives information to those moving. At the end of the session, the first dinner crew returns to AGP. Others spend time discussing the work before heading back. At a certain point, Andrew arrives. On the last day, after some people leave, a group of us walk along the beach. Naomi collects small stones and places them on a piece of driftwood that is partially submerged in the shallow water near the shore. It appears that she arranges the stones by size and shape in a line along the piece of wood. We walk to the end of the beach and back again while she works. Naomi's short piece during Andrew's practice sharing also involves small stones. She sits or stands at a table and pushes stones off the table with her nose. She performs this work alongside Lori. The composition felt intentional. Later, Stephen, Andrew, Ben sit on the concrete pier. The surface is uneven. Ben and I are the only people that do not leave the island. Even Ben leaves. People help to sort out all of the leftover food and supplies. We consolidate what Ben and I might use since we're staying on. Other people take things. We leave some supplies on the communal shelf. Besides the long-term residents, the only people around besides our group is a couple from Scotland. We end up spending time with them. Fiona and... They stay in the room across from Christopher until Friday when, because the bride needs a room to dress, they move to the little trailer east of the main building. We spend quite a bit of time just to the east of the main building, in small groups. People smoking, mostly. On the day of Andrew's practice, Marie-Claire and Caroline show their work in the little green space between the portable and the gate to the south lawn. Caroline's proposal is an empty space. Because it's performed simultaneously with MC, and MC is in the space, it is difficult to see the empty space. Later in the week, on Sunday, Michael, Peter, and I meet in the same location, there's a picnic table, to discuss our plans for the next day. We also consider this space as a potential location for our open house tea party. Later, we decide it will be too loud as there is another thing going on Sunday, a music event held on the south lawn. We end up having our open house on the far edge of the west lawn with a nice distance from the event. There is a possibility of overlap. Some people wander over to see what we are doing, and some people come to our open house, end up staying for the music after. MC and I help Ted with his lunch. Also, Stephen and Martin. Everyone chants a meal chant as we serve. Each person has two bowls, one for rice and one for soup. Ted explains how to move around the table. We continue chanting until everyone is served. Justine's practice is the silent dinner score. Make silent dinner. We meet in the kitchen. Possible ingredients are laid out on the table. In complete silence, talking at least is forbidden. We regard the ingredients and decide what to make. We begin. Many, many things happen over the next 2 hours. We perform. Everyone around us seems to understand. What we are doing is clear. This dinner happens on Sunday after the open house. The music event continues on the south lawn. Ted and Jennifer are at one end of the table preparing something to roast. Peter gets the barbecue going. There's a long period of time when people are cooking various things on the barbecue while others are dancing and taking photos. The lack of language creates undeniable expression in other registers. MC and Ben are leaping and turning in between the garden and the barbecue. Karine is roasting. Once we are finished, the food is laid out on the serving table. Each person describes what they have made, contributing to the overview of a meal as if planned. We eat and we talk. The next morning, a group of us meet to swim. Peter has been swimming every morning. On our return from the midweek grocery shop, I keep all of the bottles. Six. A sixth day writing. Writing the things I can remember about 8 days at Artscape Gibraltar Point on Toronto Island. Each day I record what I can, charting time, space, interactions, conversations. Each day I revisit the score for this exercise. Write each day for an hour. Do not revisit the writing from previous days. Continue to write for an hour. Track as much detail as possible. One evening it rains. Roofs are leaking everywhere. In my studio, it rains as if outside. I collect buckets from many other rooms, garbage cans mostly, to attempt to catch some of the water. Later, when Ben and I stay on for another week, someone else is staying in Studio D. It rains again and also in her studio. We try to warn her, but it is too late. On the last evening, or is it the second last evening? Sunday? We have a dance party in Studio B. Ben makes sure it's okay with the staff, and he borrows the big speakers from the hallway closet across from the kitchen. The closets in the hall are beautifully designed, made of wood. It seems they both fold and open. Claudia makes friends with Louisa, who is responsible for the industrial kitchen. She offers Claudia a few gadgets to use and is supportive of all our efforts. One day, she brings a vase of colored feathers to decorate the kitchen table. Yes, Sunday night. Or Sunday all day. Many things happen. Someone or some people share practice in the morning. Not Amy, Peter, Michael, MC, Freya, Katie, Caroline, Claudia, Stephen, Naomi, Justine, Andrew, B, Lori, Jennifer, Ben, Christopher, Justine, Ted, Martin. We have preliminary conversation about the tea. We work on it further over lunch on Sunday. We have lunch and figure out the final details. We set up the gathering. Some people are responsible for setup outside, others for food and snacks. A group makes a proposal for the tea. It's written on a piece of paper on the table. Maybe Michael, Jennifer. People make suggestions, but mostly the proposal is accepted. People attend the gathering. We finish with the expanding circle. Two people don't participate. We say goodbye to everyone and clean up. In the evening, we prepare silent dinner, Justine's score. This also feels like what we've previously called Fiesta Night at other versions of 8 days. A celebratory moment near the end of our time together. Jennifer, Ted, and Stephen make Brussels sprouts. Naomi makes apple crisp. Karine roasts peaches on the barbecue. Martin bakes pork loin. I've taken fewer notes this time. I wonder why. I think of it now as I try to remember because I realize I have very little that will help me to remember more detail other than this process and the memories of other people. It's the summer solstice, our night off, and some people leave the island. B gives me frankincense to burn in the fire. 16, Monday arrival. 17, Tuesday, Stephen, Claudia. 18, Wednesday. 19, Thursday. 20, Friday. 21, Saturday. 22, Sunday, gathering. Silent dinner. Peter, Karine leave. 23, Peter, Michael, Amy. 24, Tuesday departure. Ted leaves first. Performed conversations about what we want 8 days to be, followed by a more organizational discussion of roles, responsibilities, and new directions. Performed conversations. Ben and Claudia. Ted and Jennifer. Amy and Peter. Michael and Stephen. Maybe I remember these because I have seen pictures of them. Ben and Claudia in the window. Ted and Jennifer in the window. Peter and me. Michael and Stephen giving each other, or Stephen giving Michael, bodywork. Ted and Jennifer share a conversation producing language together, feeling through. Katie Ward's practice, she said it over and over again. Who shared Sunday morning before the gathering? Did Justine suggest a conversation? Did that conversation happen on the first day? Did we work in two or three sites with Martin? Who led when we sat around the picnic table talking and disagreeing? Who made the suggestion to revisit scores from days previous? In what context did Lori, Naomi, Martin, and I play the game that Naomi taught us? That may have been the beginning of the day on Monday when we took time to revisit something. What did Michael offer? Who planned and shared a day with Christopher? Who shared a day with Andrew? Who shared Ted's day? We sit for 2 20-minute periods, once facing out and once facing in. I am sitting beside B. The performances during Andrew's offering are extraordinary. Whenever something gets made, it is particularly poignant. Is this because we are working with such definitive openness? There are many gatherings outside at night. Around a fire on the beach. In the west courtyard at the picnic table or standing. On the south lawn at the picnic tables. In the kitchen too, there's one extended and animated discussion about the publication. Marie-Claire, Stephen, Jennifer, Andrew. There's a big rainstorm on Monday night. It is the second time it rains. The first time I'm there, the second time, which is a little less intense, we are in the city for an awards ceremony. I send a text to someone, B, to make sure that the studio's not too wet. I stay in Toronto on Monday night and travel back to the island in the morning. Ben, Stephen, and Christopher also arrive in the morning. This is the last morning, packing up and saying goodbye, elongated into the afternoon. Ted leaves first. Christopher leaves quite early. Freya and Jennifer depart for the airport. Sticking around, Andrew, Stephen, Ben, Lori with her family. When do B, Claudia, MC, Caroline, Katie go? Michael doesn't say goodbye. Sitting by the water, later in the afternoon, Stephen, Andrew, Ben, Naomi. At the silent dinner, after it's not silent, Naomi reads Davida's essay on Projet BK to the group. At some point, Ted says, I'm either drunk or I'm becoming more open. He wasn't drunk. Michael and Jennifer make a plan for the afternoon tea. B helps. Each evening, the group that plans the following day posts or communicates in some other manner the location and starting time for the next day, as well as any special requirements. For example, 10 a.m. in the fireplace room wearing clothes for moving. The earliest start time is 8 a.m. with an optional swim. At the gathering on Sunday, we expand a circle to end. I am on the south side of the west lawn, and at the most expanded point, I disappear into one of the trails that leads to the beach. I end up on the beach, and so does Michael. We walk back together. Michael has a trick for the ferry line up on the city side, anticipating long waits because of the dragon boat races. There is one booth that rarely has a line because the booth is slightly hidden. Zoya Smutney, Kate Hilliard, Erica Nichols, Amanda Acorn, Alex Napier, Naomi Cherney, Kirk Yorn, Hannah, Pam. 7. This is day 7 of 8. For 8 consecutive days, I write for 1 hour. During this time, I recall as much as I'm able about the most recent iteration of the 8 Days project in June 2014 on Toronto Island. Each day, I begin again. I also rewrite the agreements for this task. Write for 1 hour without stopping. Do not refer to or reference writings from previous days. Frank and I stop on our way to the ferry, looking for clothes for the awards ceremony later in the week. We're on bicycles and we stop at the store on Queen Street where I brought Frank a Christmas present, an Italian-made wool sweater. He still has a credit at the store. We spend at least 1 hour trying things on and end up buying a dress for me and pants and vest and a jacket for Frank. We're late for our intended ferry, but we still meet Christopher for dinner at the Island Cafe near Ward's Ferry Dock. Arrival at AGP. Someone must be there, or Christopher has my key. It's Sunday night. I get a black eye, accidentally, in the middle of the night. Monday morning, Lisa isn't around. She's on vacation. But is. She gives me all the keys and a map of the building with everyone's name written beside a room. Christopher and I look around and make a few changes to the plan based on what feels right. Frank has already left following a morning coffee and a breakfast sandwich at the same cafe. We anticipate everyone arriving around 3 p.m. The weather is clear and sunny. Do I eat lunch? Go to the beach? Susan picks up participants at the ferry dock in the minivan. A group of people catches a ferry at around 3 p.m. Others come later. Katie, Ted, Peter. Ben and Lori arrive on one bike. B must have arrived on her bike. Those who arrive get settled in their rooms. We move the luggage belonging to those who haven't arrived into their spaces. Stephen, Justine, Claudia. Some people are buying groceries. Time seems to be slowing down as I remember it. People arrive and we all meet at 3 or 4. People arrive at 1:30 p.m. Yes, there's more time. Some other people, just a few, come later. Ted flies in. Peter and Katie meet him. People arrive and until 3 or 4 they settle and explore the space. We meet at 3 or 4 in the Shadowland studio. Some people prepare snacks and coffee. I welcome everyone. I express the goals for this year, to do more, to talk about why less, asking each person to make decisions about what to add and to accept proposals, to take risks with unfamiliar material and approaches. Claudia speaks about food, meal planning, and assignments. She is going to email the list. We speak about the publication. Karine shares that she'll be coming and going a bit, depending on her energy. We break around 6 and some people leave to prepare our first dinner. Claudia has brought a curry she prepared in Montreal. The first night, Lori goes back to the city. She has traveled to Toronto with her son and he is still adjusting to the time difference and to being with his aunts. We begin the next day, Tuesday, with Stephen in the fireplace room. Stephen guides us, a practice moving from the floor to standing over long duration. Many things feed into the words I hear. Somatic information, visual stimulus, attention. When we finish, Stephen suggests a conversation. It's a wide-ranging topic and many things are said. At noon, people leave to make lunch and the conversation continues. At 3, we meet in the library room. One by one, we introduce the books and other objects we have brought with us. These are then arranged on the shelf on the west wall with little sticky notes so that one can tell who brought what. Peter finds a rope and an engine. These are also on the shelf. Jennifer brings many spices, and these are taken to the kitchen. Ted doesn't bring any books, but asks me to perform a task with him. We move the books outside and read together, Claudia's practice, on the west lawn. It maybe starts raining and we bring everything inside. Michael isn't with us yet. He arrives on Wednesday in time for lunch. Wednesday morning, Jennifer leads an exploration in experiential anatomy. Or is it Lori with laughing practice? Wednesday is Jennifer, Ted, Naomi. Or B, Lori, Ben. Or Freya, Caroline, Katie. On Saturday, we work with Andrew. The bride is getting dressed in the west wing and Claudia prances around the halls performing her unfocused dance. Saturday is MC in the afternoon and Christopher in the morning. Sunday is... And the afternoon is the open house and the evening is the silent dinner. So Saturday is Andrew in the morning, MC in the afternoon. 3 to 5 on the beach, and people leave to catch the ferry for a night off in town. Saturday night, the group that stays on the island makes dinner. Caroline and Justine leave to buy groceries. Frank and I meet them at the ferry to help with the bags. We give them our bikes to ride back. Tuesday, Stephen/Claudia. Wednesday, B/Lori/Ben. Thursday, Freya/Katie/Caroline. Friday, Jennifer/Ted/Naomi. Saturday, MC/Andrew/Martin. Sunday, Justine, Christopher. Monday, Anne/Peter/Michael. 10 to 12:30. 3 to 6:30. An old friend I haven't seen in a long time is a guest at the wedding, Julie. The wedding photographer is an old friend of Naomi's. Jennifer runs into someone she hasn't seen in years, a person who now lives on the island. She hangs out with him the evening of the vice party, Thursday. Shannon comes to visit Martin on Saturday night and stays over. She is also at the open house on Sunday. Eight. The last of 8 days in a row, each day writing for an hour, tracking details, memories of 8 days in June on Toronto Island. Each day for the last 8 days, I write without stopping. I do not revisit my work from the previous days. As the practice draws to a close, I desire to both consolidate a sense of the whole and track seemingly disconnected details, occurrences and events, exchanges that for whatever reason remain with me all these months later. We meet on Monday, June 16th. The start date is determined because Ted and perhaps others were in Ottawa for the Canada Dance Festival the weekend previous. Ted has just presented the 60 Dancer project on Saturday night. Arrival Monday with the official start or the first full day on Tuesday. People arrive in Toronto by air and train, and others live here. The tone of this gathering is already different. We are in a slightly rural-feeling area that is close proximity to a big city. It's a place I've spent a lot of time over the years, and a place that's deeply important to my work and to my understanding of Toronto. Almost immediately on our return to Toronto, following 8 days two in Vancouver, Christopher and I met with Lisa Cristinzo, the manager here. Christopher was staying at AGP in August last year, working on his new work for TDT, which would become 11 Accords. I came to visit and we sat down with Lisa and told her about 8 days. We thought AGP would be a good home for the next iteration. We met in Studio B in the northeast corner of the room. This is the same studio that would months later provide space for Christopher's offering of practice at 8 days three. It is also the studio where I worked many years previously, and I got to know the island and reconnected to Toronto as a home for my life and work. Christopher continued to play an important role in the planning for this year's 8 days, right up until the weekend before the group's arrival. He moved in early on Saturday. This year, he is preparing to perform a Deborah Hay work immediately following 8 days at Dancing on the Edge in Vancouver. 8 days two in Vancouver. Christopher to AGP. 8 day 3 is in Toronto. Christopher to Vancouver. He practices the work in the morning every day in the fireplace room. On Sunday evening, Frank and I meet Christopher for dinner. Frank stays over and leaves the next morning. Following coffee and breakfast at the same cafe, Christopher and I return by bike. Susan, who I see that morning at the cafe, overheard her speak to the woman behind the counter about being from Canmore, Alberta, a place in the mountains where an old friend of mine, Kate, grew up. Now it's Susan who is providing keys and a map of AGP with each person's name beside a room. The room assignments thoughtfully respond to notes I'd sent earlier about who was coming and considerations for each. Christopher and I think the guesses are mostly right after touring all the spaces. We make a few changes. Switch Lori into the far portable and Karine to the near one for more light. Christopher can't find some keys and we look everywhere thinking we've lost them. It turns out that we didn't have those keys to begin with. Each key has a room key and an outside door key. The outside doors are often locked in the evenings. Some sets don't have an outside key because Susan doesn't have enough. So one would need to make sure they were with someone with a key when out at night. Arrival is painless. The van arrives with groups of smiling people. So lovely to see these people again, or for the first time here, as part of this lovely group. Jennifer is wearing a big hat and looks like summer on the islands. Everyone immediately loves AGP, as they seep into it, and for me, it becomes even more a place I belong. We have access to a series of studios, a bedroom each, and whenever it's available, the big front room, the fireplace room. This becomes a main location for movement exploration. 8 days 3 is situated in action, in practice, in movement, and in sensation. Each person works with one to two others to design a co-facilitated day. Doing things in exchange through experiencing together. Stephen begins our week by making a case for the body. We begin with a long durational practice guided by Stephen, moving from lying to standing, allowing the body to wake up, adjust, recalibrate. Conversations are more challenging in a big group. One is aware that everything added changes things, foreclosures other possibilities. I take almost no notes. I wonder why I don't take notes. Other versions of 8 days produced pages and pages of writing and reflection gleaned during conversation and presentation. I am tired of talking, maybe having just finished so much work, I am talked out. We have just returned from Montreal with Ted and Charles, and before that, the winter touring and Voyager. Before that, the AGYU and in the fall. I am tired of talking about my work and talking in my work, and of trying to be clever and asking good questions. I am eager to absorb, to feel things, to try new things. I am grateful for all of the offerings made. Some that are fresh, others that come from a place of ongoing work and dedication. Each has its own tone and is so clearly offended and guided. Sometimes it feels like the size of the group and the level of organization is too much. It works too well. But secretly, I am glad for the ease and for how we move breezily between things. The principles of permaculture, something Martin shares, reading from a book he contributes to the shared library, I feel like I know them, that they are my principals too. One morning, Jennifer offers some experiential anatomy work. There is so much care taken to explain how these practices, spiritual, somatic healing, can be reconstituted as artistic research. When we work with Jennifer and with Ted, this is clear, and it's obvious that they have spent time getting to this artistic inquiry. We walk in squares with Jennifer, backwards, all together. A number, 87? 72? If you hit someone, you stop, but I didn't hear that part, so when Jennifer and Justine stop, so do I. The group on the west side of the studio continues long after, speeding up as they complete the pattern. Shaking for 20 minutes with Lori feels rather modest compared to laughing for 20 minutes. Laughing feels difficult and is also hilarious and revealing. I spend a lot of time watching others as I also laugh. We are in the fireplace room. We started the day with B in pairs, working with the body weather manipulations that B learned in Amsterdam in 2009. My partner is Naomi. We forget one of my favorites in the series, but pick it up on the repetition. The end of the morning is Ben's offering of meaningless touch. I explain a little of my relationship to this practice, an explanation that feels out of place. Feeling a bit bad. I leave to make lunch. We cloud watch in the afternoon and something else. Freya's practice, a description of what to bring. Your laptop, meet in the Shadowlands studio. We're looking for something, a construction of being online with which we personally relate. Work with materials found online. Borrow, appropriate, use as inspiration. We all move into different rooms. Everyone is having problems with the wireless connection. I am searching for my name, maybe a strategy suggested by Freya. I am a bit of a loss. I am at a bit of a loss, knowing that this relationship to media is very unknown to me and not immediately inspiring, although I am interested in what other artists do in this realm. I finally find a set of videos of a girl. I feel uncanny recognition. For my sharing of material, I explained the process of searching and admitted mild alienation. And then to be utterly surprised by finding a stranger, an avatar, with whom I felt great affinity. Others showed things. Jennifer, something amazing with a bucket, chair, and rope. Katie Ward with a hula hoop video. Caroline presents first dancing alone, along to a child's home dance video. Marie-Claire shows something she made, or Freya shows something she made, a clip of Avatar or another work. This is the beginning of the day. People leave to make lunch. I leave. Others show things after I'm gone. I don't have a problem with these departures, either leaving or staying. These gaps seem somehow important to not have experienced anything. After lunch, we walk to Center Island, a practice of exercising, suggesting by... One walks with a partner and takes a turn emulating their partner's manner of walking. I'm walking with Freya. Without discussion, I'm aware that she slightly favors one leg. She explains later that she was recently injured and is still recovering her strength in the right knee and leg muscles.